Greetings for Indie Book Publishing, Archway Press. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book is titled The Belly Bug Bully by Sabrina Panfilo. Welcome to the program, Sabrina.
Thank you.
Sabrina joins me from the New York City area, region, part of the country in the United States. Sabrina, your book is 24 pages in length, which my listeners need to know that it's written primarily for children, I'm guessing. Share a little of the inspiration behind this. You've written other books. This one, where did it come from?
Well, I was a school teacher for about 15 years, and as you know, the stomach bug is rampant in the classroom. And my my son was the inspiration behind it, because I always told him, as most teachers do, you know, wash your hands, make sure that you, as soon as you get home, but before you eat, you know, wash your hands. And my son washed his hands religiously, you know, day in, day out, and he wound up with this stomach bug. And he turned around and he said to me, you know, how could this be? You told me that if I washed my hands, I wouldn't get sick, and now I'm sick. I'm throwing up, you know? So I said, how do I explain this one? So basically, the belly bug bully came into play with trying to teach children that no matter what, even doing the right thing, you know, sometimes, you know, you can face adversity, and sometimes bad things happen, even when you do the right thing, and it's out of your control. But the primary lesson is to, you know, listen to your parents, your guardians, your teachers, and do the right thing by yourselves and others. And, you know, no matter what challenges you face, and when the odds are against you, you're going to come out on top. You'll always win if you never change who you are and you always believe in yourself.
Fabulous. Well, I don't sound old, but I am old. And I have grandchildren, and my grandchildren, when they're 3-4 years old, every time they walked in the kitchen, I say, have you washed your hands? Have you washed your hands? And the Christmas time came around and gift-giving time, and their mother came and said, what do we get Papa for Christmas? And their hands went up, ooh, some soap. He loves soap. So I've been struck with that same brush. Wash your hands. All of my kids give me a hard time about that, because I'm a little obsessive and compulsive, I guess. But this book has an underlying message that's important, and you've mentioned that. Could you read a little bit of your book? I think this would be a charming book to pass along for grandparents and for children, and would be a fun read. How do you write? Let's hear a little of it.
Everything hurts from head to toe. I cannot handle this new foe. Why me? It cannot be. I wash my hands so faithfully. Minding my own in a place called home, Mom tells me to be brave. Attention is all this bully craves. Find a toy, bring me joy, a superhero costume, or even cowboy. No, I must be me. I must be strong. When it comes to this, Mom's never wrong.
Little Dr. Seuss, perhaps, in your early childhood?
I am a big fan of Dr. Seuss. I am.
Any other authors that have impressed you?
Maya Angelou, actually, I mean, in my older years, because she's very inspirational. And, you know, one of the things that she said was, try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud, you know. And that always stuck with me, because if, as an educator, you know, when you're up there in the classroom and you have 30 eyes watching you, and you're teaching, I was an English teacher, so whatever story I was teaching or whatever grammar lesson was up on the board, you know, it was beyond that. It was beyond the academics. It was more getting in touch with their feelings and the characters and stories and how they could relate to the characters in the fictional stories, but also how they can relate it to their own personal lives and make it real for them. And that's what I do in my books. You know, one of the reasons why I became an author for children is basically to inspire them and to teach them valuable lessons, but also to give them insight into the real life situations that they can relate to and oftentimes take to heart. Because I think we lack that sometimes as educators. We get so focused on assessments and testing and making sure that they excel academically, and we get so overwhelmed with that we almost lose sight of the matters of the heart, that really, if we instill in them the confidence and the belief in themselves and give them a sense of empowerment, they will succeed. We'll give them the tools to succeed, because just in the belief in themselves, alone will get them to that level of success. You know, it almost goes back to what Napoleon Hill said, you know, the motivational speaker. He said, what the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. I want to be up there, or I want to write. And, you know, however I inspire today's youth in the community and around the world, you know, if I can get them to just believe in themselves, and all these bullies, anything that people say or do, is not going to affect them, because they're going to have that confidence. We're going to, you know, and it really stems from early on. You know, even with my son, I only addressed the issue of bullying when he was bullied. And you don't, and we don't do it intentionally. It just, as parents, we just, you know, you go to the doctor when you're not feeling well. You know, there's no, you wait for a reason to address the situation. You know, for every action, there's a reaction. And that's basically when I said, let me do this a different way. You know, let me inspire today's youth, not so much as waiting for the action to happen, but kind of they, you know, get them to the point where they can just read and understand life and appreciate the values that come along with family love and support, and embrace individuality and have a positive self-esteem and a healthy self-esteem. And that way, when the action happens or adversity comes, you know, they know how to handle it, and they don't feel so inclined or get these social phobias where they don't want to go to school, or they don't want to see that kid who bullied him or her, or, you know. So I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does. And now, you have written other books. Were they all directed at children? And if so, when did you begin this journey of being an author?
I started actually in 2012 with the release of Tomie and the Caterpillar. And Tomie and the Caterpillar was actually my son inspired me to write this book. And it basically, it was a story about being proud of who you are and being confident in your individuality. This character, Tomie, is like an awkward red pony, very funny looking, scrawny, faced adversity. And he winds up helping a lonely caterpillar whose family of cocoons abandoned him because he was not the same color. He was, you know, and they felt he wasn't going to be a beautiful butterfly, so they disowned him. And so Tomie sees this lonely caterpillar and helps him find its colors through personal strength and positive self-esteem, basically to let children know two things. You know, one, you're not alone in what you face, okay? And the second is you need to embrace yourself and embrace your individuality and uniqueness and go with that and be proud of that and be proud of who you are and where you come from.
Beautiful message. You have a style that is rhythmic and poetic in its intent and in its style. How long did it take to get the Belly Bug Bully into a written form that you personally felt you were comfortable with?
The Belly Bug Bully didn't, it actually, a lot of my writing, like you said, it is lyrical. It is, you know, it kind of moves quickly. So it came to me rather quickly. I mean, it took, probably about, I would say, maybe 4 weeks to really get it to where I needed it to be. And I know it doesn't sound like it's much, you know, but sometimes when I'm inspired, I just sit and I write and I finish it. And then I go back, you know, a couple times, you know, a couple weeks later, maybe, you know, and just revisit and see if anything else pops out at me, or if I could add something or take away something. And that's really with all of my books. You know, I usually get inspired quickly, and that's when I have to sit and do it. I can't wait on it.
I have had some authors that take 10, 12 years to get a book published of any size, and this is a remarkable book because of the illustrations and also because of the content. You have the underlying message, of course, about the illness factor. Is there another message that comes through?
Basically, it's, you know, I think it just, the Belly Bug Bully teaches kids to be themselves, you know, and to always do the right thing, no matter how much adversity pokes them and pricks them and, you know, makes them feel sick. That's actually a quote from from the belly bug bully, because the young boy in the story wanted to be someone else. You know, why is this happening to me? I always do the right thing. I wash my hands so faithfully. I sing happy birthday, you know. I take my time. I do everything right. And then, you know, here comes this bully, which really, when you think about, you know, kids who are bullied, you know, in school, for example, the bully always attacks the kid that's not doing anything. Or the, you know what I mean? It's not, it's always, you know, why does it have to happen to me? I remind you, why are you bothering me? You know, I didn't hurt you, so why are you hurting me, kind of thing. So I think it's very difficult to teach children not to react in a negative way when faced with adversity.
It is difficult to deal with some small children and their expectations. We know that around holiday season and around other parts of the year. Were there challenges in getting the illustrations and the story to match up? Your illustrations are quite nice in this book, very colorful. How did that come together?
The illustration part of any book, the process of creating characters and illustrations involves having a vision of what your characters will be like, you know. And as a writer, I need to feel what my characters feel in order to, you know, get the message across, you know, and make sure that the message I'm hoping to convey to children is something that is real to them. And when it comes to the illustration aspect of it, what is an illustration? You know, it's a picture without words. So I need to make sure that the illustration evokes or you know, brings about an emotion without the words. You know what I mean?
True,
so that
true.
Was like the most challenging part of it. And the detailed descriptions of the scenes and the appearances that I give to the illustrator, you know, they help to come up with an image, but I really give my illustrator carte blanche to do, you know, to be creative, you know, read the manuscript and come up with an image that's empowering. Or, you know, it goes beyond, I mean, you have to have bright colors, or you should, you don't have to, but you should, you know, just because the audience is children, right? So you want to make sure that they're excited about the book. You know, I recently did a book reading at the New York Public Library last week, and the kids were just, you know, when you open the pages, you know, their eyes light up, you know, and you could see that they're excited to know what's going to happen next. And one of the things that I say to the kids during my book readings is that, you know, okay, the writer, the author is the person who writes the story, and you know, the illustrator is the person who draws the pictures. Now, why are pictures so important in a story? You know, and they are. The illustrator is just as important as the writer. And I always say that, and I always put my illustrator on my books, because some authors, they leave them out. They don't put, you know, they don't have the illustrator's name on the front. And that always bothered me, because I feel like without the illustrator, you know, my story's not the same. Because for me, a picture is just as powerful, if not more, than a word.
Well,
you know?
I don't know if the illustrations are more powerful than your words, because you've done a fabulous job.
Oh,
the title of the book, again, is The Belly Bug Bully. Our author, Sabrina Panfilo. Sabrina, where can my listeners get a copy of your book?
They can go to Amazon. They can go to Barnes & Noble. They could go through the publisher, through Archway Publishing.
Have you started a website or a fan page yet? Because if you haven't, you need one.
I do have a website, yes.
All right, excellent. Do you remember what that website is called?
www.sabrinapanfilo.com.
And Panfilo is spelled Panfilo. And for those who are listening, you can locate Sabrina by doing a search under her name and find not only this book, but other books that has written and the books that will be coming out in the future. Sabrina, thanks for sharing your story, and best of luck as a new and burgeoning author. We hope to hear from you in the future. I think you've got a great career ahead of you. For Indie Book Publishing, Archway Press, J. Douglas Barker.